Witches. This episode is partially scripted, as I'll be referencing to my notes for today's lesson. Today's lesson, like I mentioned last episode, is the history of witchcraft, and I'll be focusing on my notes and some things and the sources I got them from. So, we all should maybe know this, but if you don't, witches were originally perceived as these beings of evil who all did devil work and worshipped Satan and all that fun stuff. Well, I mean, like, some did, but, you know, most didn't. Nope. So the origins of witchcraft, early witches practiced witchcraft using spells and called upon spirits to help guide them and help them with their spells and practice. They were all thought to be, like I said, they were all thought to be pagans doing devil work, hexing people, doing black magic. Well, actually, a large majority were just natural healers. Or so-called wise women, whose choice of profession was misunderstood, as most witches are today. No one really knows exactly when witches came into the scene. Like, the earliest records of a witch is in the Bible, Book 1 of Samuel. I'm quoting this from this website, from my source, thought to be written between 1931 BC and 721 BC. It's basically where King Saul saw the Witch of Endor, some dead prophet, blah, 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 to beat up an army or something. So then the witch did the stuff she was asked to do, prophesied the death of Saul. Next day, Bible, Saul's son died in battle, and then Saul committed. Yeah, that sounds like fun. So basically additional biblical passages caution against divination, chanting, use of witches to contact the dead. Apparently that's what exorcists are. So witchcraft really took hold in Europe during the mid-1400s when actually a lot of accused witches confessed, which was often under torture, to a variety of wicked behaviors. So like within that century, witch hunts were like really common, and most were executed by burning at the stake or hanging. So like especially widows and other women were especially targeted. So basically, if you were a widow, boom, you're a witch. Who knew? What I also find really common is that a lot of people think that witches just mean girls. And apparently a lot of people thought that too. You don't have to be a girl to be a witch. If you're a guy, you can practice witchcraft. It's not specifically for a gender. So, back to the history. Within the years of, like, well, between these years, 1500 and 1660, like, up to roughly 80,000 suspected witches were killed. Around 80%, like, roughly 80%, were women thought to be in I'm quoting, quote, in cahoots with the devil and filled with lust. Apparently, Germany had the highest. Yeah, Germany had the highest witchcraft execution rate, while Ireland had the lowest. So there's this book called Malleus Maleficarum. I think that's how I pronounce it. Forgive me if it's not. Which was written by two pretty well-respected German Dominicans. I can't pronounce it. It's basically like you're saying. It sounds like you're saying Republicans, but it's more with a D and a few letters. I changed so Dominicans. I can't say it. In 1846, which has been thought to be the most likely reason, why, which caused the witchcraft mania, to go viral. The book usually translated as the Hammer of Witches, which was essentially a guide on how to identify, hunt, and interrogate witch and interrogate. So it's basically a killing book. It's basically a murder book for witches. I need to catch my breath. And the most infamous. It's the most infamous downfall of witches. I don't want to say downfall, but that's what I'm going to say. The Salem Witch Trials. So, as that witch killing spree decreased, I'm saying killing spree because it literally was a killing spree. Like, bro, how are you going to make children? So, yeah, as that killing spree of witches decreased in Europe, it grew in the New World, which the New World. I learned this in fourth grade. New World was America, right? Yeah, America. Which everyone's messed up now. And it grew in the New World, which was reeling from war. Reeling. Was quoted, which was reeling from wars between the French and the British. You know, a smallpox epidemic and fear of attacks from the Native American tribes. Yeah. And so, like, the best known witch trials took place in Salem, Massachusetts in 1692. So those trials began when this 9-year-old girl named Elizabeth Paris and 11-year-old Abigail Williams were suffering from fits, body contortions, and uncontrolled screaming. Nowadays, it's quoted, so this is quote, today it's believed that they were poisoned by a fungus that caused spasms and delusions. As more women, young women began to exhibit symptoms as those two young girls did, I'm gonna call it a mental breakdown because it's literally what it was, a giant mental breakdown ensued. And three women were accused of witchcraft. Now I'm going, Sarah Good, Sarah Osborne, and Tituba. Tituba? Tituba. I don't know, it's a coincidence. And Tituba. Tuba, an enslaved woman who was owned by Paris's father. She confessed to being a witch and began accusing others of using black magic. Let's see here. June 10th, don't know what year, there's Bridget Bishop, was the first accused witch to be put to death during the Salem witch trials, and she was hung at the Salem gallows. Sadly, around 150 people were accused and 18 were killed. Okay, good. So, women weren't the only victims of the witch trials. Six men were also convicted and executed. And so, like, 13 of the colonies. So, like, this paragraph is quoted. Massachusetts was in the first of the 13 colonies to obsess about witches. In Windsor, Connecticut, in 1647, Elias Young was the first person in America executed for witchcraft. Before Connecticut's final witch trial took place in 1697, 46 people were accused of witchcraft in that state, and 11 were killed for the crime. So there was one state that was pretty chill about witches. It was Virginia, the lower Norfolk County in 1655. A law was passed making it a crime to falsely accuse someone of witchcraft. Yay! That's good. Yeah, see, Virginia's chill. They're like, bro, no, don't falsely accuse. But, like, still, you know, it still was a concern. Two dozen witch trials, mostly of women, where it took place in Virginia between 1626 and 1730. None of the accused were killed. Now, the biggest question that history has had is, are witches real? The most famous witch in Virginia's history is Grace Sherwood. Her neighbors alleged that she killed her pigs and hexed their cotton. Cotton? Cottage? Hexed their cotton. Okay. I read that as cottage. Other accusations followed, and Sherwood was brought to trial in 1706. The court decided to use a con quote, the court decided to use a controversial water test to determine her guilt or innocence. Her arms and legs were bound, and she was thrown into a body of water. It was thought if she sank, she was innocent. If she floated, she was guilty. She didn't sink, and she was convicted of being a witch. She wasn't killed, but put in prison for 8 years. Apparently, they didn't know that if you still have air in your body, you float. What are they, 2-year-olds? I think they're two. So an article supposedly written, well, thought to be written by Benjamin Franklin about a witch trial in New Jersey, that was published in 1730. In the Pennsylvania Gazette, it was brought to light the ridiculousness of some witchcraft accusations. It wasn't long before the witch breakdown died, before the witch panic attack died down, and in the New World, and laws were passed to help protect those from being wrongly accused and convicted. So It's like modern, and now, you know, nowadays, modern day witches, of the Western world, you know, some witches still struggle to shake their historical stereotype. Most practice Wicca, which is an official religion in the US and Canada. So Wiccans, quote, "Wiccans avoid evil and the appearance of evil at all costs. Their motto is to harm none, and they strive to live a peaceful, tolerant, and balanced life in tune with nature and humanity." Many witches nowadays, they still perform witchcraft, but there's seldom anything sinister about it. This is quoted from a website. "Their spells and incantations are often derived from their Book of Shadows, a 20th century collection of wisdom and witchcraft, and can be compared to the act of a prayer in other religions. For example, a Book of Shadows would be the Bible. For example, a Book of Shadows would be a Bible in Christianity. It's like, this is, looking at my source, it says, "A modern day witchcraft potion is more likely to be an herbal remedy for the flu instead of a hex to harm someone. Most likely, you know, hexes, they still here, they still live in, and yeah, basically, it's just to stop someone from doing evil, putting evil or cursing you, hexing you. That's essentially what it all is. But nonetheless, witches, whether actual or accused, we still face persecution and death. In 2010, in Papua New Guinea, several men and women were suspected of using witchcraft and were beaten and killed. Since 2010, including a young mother who was burned alive. Similar things to those occurred in Africa, South America, the Middle East, and in immigrant communities in Europe and the US. So that was the history of witchcraft, all within 18 minutes. Congratulations if you made it this far. Feel free to use any of the info I put in here. You can all use it. Our next lesson will be about casting circles and how to use protection. So, actually, I lied. Our next lesson will be about casting circles, or I would rather be casting circles and how to use protection, or different types of witches. Also, side note. Actually, no, ignore the side note. I hope you all have a great day wherever you are in this world. Either have a great day or night. Stay safe and don't mess with the fae. Bye, guys.